Ohaku tuangeno problem kwa haditsini haku tuangeno kapeno nuhamono kwa mejoka. But it's exactly 11 minutes past 9 o'clock and welcome back to the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host Benedicta and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I'll be here with you up until 1 a.m. Super, super excited today because I'm going to talk about something I've always wanted to talk about, but I really just didn't know how to go about it because, I mean, mind you know, like, people have got a tendency when you talk about something, you know, the first thing that they always ask you, but you don't know how it feels because you have never been through something like that. Well, I've never been through something like that. That's why I was kind of like really in between on how to go about it. I really didn't know if I must, you know, like, you know, bring it here so we can have a discussion about it because I'm not a victim, you know. But I just realized, you know, that these are things that I see. At least I didn't go through it, but then I see these things happening, you know, and I hear stories and stuff like that. And I kind of like also remembered that I once stayed in my auntie's house. I stayed in my auntie's house that is a stepmother to kids, you know? And I feel like that's a story that I'm going to give because what I want us to talk about, or it's actually going to be a discussion, you know? I would love you guys to come through. Go right ahead and call me in studio. Tell me, how was life after mommy passed on? And me, Monica, now known as your stepmother, had to step in. You know, your father moved on. your 67-year-old father. After mommy passed on at the age of 40 or at the age of 50, now daddy decided to move on. You know, it's okay. And it's not only if mommy passes on though, you know, but it can also be, you know, like after divorce, you know, after your father now divorcing somebody and having to move on with someone else and all of that. I really don't get, you know, I don't get it, you know, and I'm really trying to, really just look on both sides. It's, mind you, this is just my personality that I always have to, you know, like just, you know, pitika in lota here and there. But it doesn't necessarily because it's funny or anything like that. I mean, that's just who I am. You know, I mean, life is just serious enough already. I can't be here and it's like I'm arguing and I'm angry and all of that. You get what I'm saying? You know, it's literally a conversation that I'm trying to have with you guys because you never know who you might be talking to. I mean, there are a lot of things, that come to these things. There's even one situation that I'm witnessing there, somewhere. Like almost every day, you know, I'm staying closer to, you know, I feel like I'm staying closer to people that are also, you know, like victims of these things. And I just want to know. I really just want to have a discussion. I really don't know who is wrong. I don't really know who is right. And I don't think it's really a wrong, right thing. I just want to know, like, what's the way forward? What's a better way forward? You know, because at the very end of the day, I'm just trying to balance, you know. I'm not saying it's so wrong for, you know, like, daddy to move on. Because, I mean, I think I'm going to me at the age of like 40 or 39. I mean, he's still pretty young. You get what I'm saying? You know, and the thing with men, apparently they really just don't get old like that. So obviously he would want to, you know, like also move on and stuff and find somebody new and remarry and all of that and all of that. And I think also on the other hand, I think it's something that they're not considerate enough. I don't know why they're really supposed to consider there. But I'm just saying something really doesn't make sense there because it creates so much hatred between him and the kids. Now, you know, there's a story of, before I get into the stories, in the real life stories that I had and the ones that I witnessed, I was watching, oh damn, shout out MK, he once downloaded these, you know, like, Siri, like in my USB and I was watching, oh damn, I forgot the title. But then, you know, like the father, I think, I can't really remember quite the like exact details, but what I can remember regarding today's topic is the mother, this guy's mother, you know, like passed on, and the father is still young. You get what I'm saying? You know, and the boy is young. You know, he's out there in the world doing his thing. He's dating different hands and all of that and all of that. And then now the father, the mother, that guy's mother passed on. And then the father decided to move on and he got somebody new. Because now the boy, was working the other side of the city. He really didn't know what was going on. And the father also didn't tell the boy that, hello, ondeku monena po meme wohe wohe. You know, and for the boy, just for the boy, you know, like, go visit daddy one day, and then that's how he now, like, found another woman in the house. And then he was so mad, he was so angry, he was so pissed, like, daddy, why didn't you tell me, like, what is going on, and all of that, and all of that. But mind you, the boy also came with a hand, like, his hand, you know, that I'm going to visit my dad, the other side of the city. Do you mind if, you know, like, come with me, and all of that. And I mean, yeah, cool, they packed, and then they went, and then now, that's where the fight started. Because the boy just couldn't get it, like, Memo Kwasa, and now there's another woman in the house that I don't know the result, my mother, like, daddy, what's really going on? You know, the boy was so pissed, was so angry, he was really acting out of emotions and all of that. And, the girlfriend went, and spoke to the boy, like, babe, like, I just need you to calm down, like, just think about it, be calm, don't act all over the place and. And I think the boy, you know, like, calmed down, and he decided to, you know, like, go talk to the father now, you know, that, dad, like, what's going on, you know? And the father really said something very powerful that, I understand your mother, that I married is no longer here, but I'm still young and I still have, a life. Right ahead of me, you know, I'm still young, I need somebody, I've got a future, like, I only have you as my child, I feel like I still want to have more kids and all of that, and I really just don't understand, you know, why you are so pissed and why you're so angry, you know, because I feel like Max, that's you, the guy's name is Max, that's you being selfish, you know, because you also have your hand, you also have your girlfriend. Now, do you want to tell me that if you break up with your current girlfriend, as young as you are never ever going to date ever in your life? But yeah, that I understand it's a different story because, I mean, you know, this is now a new woman in our house. You know, but I mean, yeah, that's what the father said. He was literally just trying to explain to the son that, my son, listen here, I feel like you're just being so selfish because now I'm young, I've got life ahead of me, I do understand, I loved your mother, but that chapter I've closed now, you know, because mommy is gone and I'm never gonna see her ever again, you know. And yeah, the boy was like, yeah, actually, you make sense, you know, I'm so sorry, dad, as long as she's a good woman and she's treating you good and all of that, and I really don't have a problem. And then, yeah, well, he hugged the father, and then, yeah, he hugged the stepmother. So today's topic, we are going to talk about, how is life right now, when now I'm talking to you, how is life right now after me Monica, me Maria, me Selma, me Uka, me whoever stepped in to your lives? You know, you now, you, the kids of the late Evelyn, or the kids of, you know, your mother that, you know, like, went through a divorce with your father, and then your father decided to move on with somebody else. How is life treating you right now? Did anything change? Because, I mean, I have heard stories. My friend said to me the other day that you know, the person that I used to tell my darkest secrets is now working on radio. Nduva is not to be told no secrets. But then, yeah, I mean, this is not me exposing anybody that, but this is literally, I mean, this is real life issues that we, you know, like, talking about. And, you know, I'm not going to, obviously, you know, like, reveal anybody's name or anything like that. I'm going to name drop or anything like that, but I'm just trying to, you know, like give real life stories, because the conversation or the discussion that I would love to have with you guys tonight is, you know, like for you guys to come through, call me in studio, tell me your story, because the question tonight is, how is life right now after your stepmother stepped in, after your father decided to move on? I'm starting with my story. I'm not a victim. Mommy and dad have been married for, I don't even know how long. You know, we both, have, you know, like same mother, same father, 7 of us. You know, we grew up together. We grew up in the same house and all of that. Perfect. It was nice, you know, but I really don't know how life is, you know, like after now father moves on with somebody else, but I've seen it, you know, and I've seen it not in a case of mommy passed on or anything like that, but then wamunu nonambu ya okonjemos, you know, nonambu okonje e home saneta kokana later. I think also there, I think maybe we also just need to be very careful, because man, somehow, somewhere, they're giving birth like that when you have multiple kids now with, you know, like multiple partners, and then later on you decide to now get married, you know, and you have 7 kids, konje. But right now, because daddy is now the breadwinner, eh? Yeah, man, you know, those years, but they really don't have like the means to really take care of us. So right now, because now daddy have got enough guap to like literally just take care of all of us, you know, we have to, you know, like go now and move on. And I mean, moving with our father, you know, because this is the one that has money. But now our father is married to somebody else, you know, that is obviously going to also, that has kids. Now our father's kids, our brothers, our siblings, you know. So I'm trying to, you know, like really also just, you know, like put all that in. How is life, you know, when that happens? You know, I have seen what I've seen. It was actually, I stayed with somebody, a woman, that is married to somebody else that has step kids, you know. She's now the one that is married, but now the husband had kids konje, but because now the husband have got guaba, the other kids, obviously, the mothers can't take care of them, they have to come home, you know. They have to come home, but I mean, there is somebody that is not our mother in this house, you know, and I have seen it from, I feel like she's a good woman. Hey, we're not asking for perfection. Obviously, she's not perfect or anything like that, but definitely that's not what we're looking for. She had, wamona unonawe, shashi wolongi skola, omsanom nange chef. Nanga chef nesha kwalera, you know, and the kids, because she has, as we currently speaking, she has 4 kids. You know, Manda's gonga nenare, Timonio wenga enu tatu, Timonio wenu tatu, you know, and then she decided to, you know, like now, her kids, house kola ko private school, house kola po clinic, private school, but clean a couple more diva, you know, and then the other ones are schooling at Okanjengedi, you know, primary, the other one Ogoriko, Chakati, West Ambera. But yeah, you know, in actual fact, they are at public schools, you know, but I really didn't get that, because I'm like, yo, you know, oh no, Kaicha Pumo, Kaichu Podeman, or we Puranga, so when we could, you know, Ochonga, you know. And the man has money. And, yeah, just to later find out, because now the woman or the wife works as a teacher, just to find out later that, that's why the kids are at a private school. Okay. Cause then, get nobody how to rock on signing, can it? Yeah? Hello. That then we over go footira on Kuruka the Wahema, Ohem, Biambia, Conjitovo, footira, and going and Nengo Shashi Penny, and be the Ramadama Shashuaro, Goscora, Yombegi Haro. I don't know. You know, Chachi Apu Braki, Ajabu baki wako skolu juu zambeo haa hineko private school haa. Pupena mba no yoko kanje ngedi. You know, when she goes shopping, you know, she has. Wamona ikulia shiri meumbo shiri mokiche na muskopa. Oya topola kucha. Mbino, oya amba yoko private school. Yombino, oya amba yoko public school. Mbano mba no nukuli yoko private school. Yeno oro sanjia home. Is it oro crash or something like that. That one, that nice one, that expensive one. You get what I'm saying? That one, you know? Yombano, Oeniko, Caribbean, Njaho $11, the Shoprite, Anji. That is the one now for the ones that go to. Like, but mind you, these are people in the same house. They're almost the same age. They're the same father, but just different mother, you know? And I don't know. Now there you question, you're like, aye, but who buys food? Maybe, ongrad pa mo hara ndi kuria ni maru etamono ne kuja, aye, maru ambino yandri, eh? Kaishio memeni. So obviously, mina, I'm just providing for my kids. Obviously, they have to. And I'm just giving you guys for the, you know? I cannot not give you, but at least I will just give you for the sake of giving you because you guys are my husband's kids. I don't know, man, or was it the husband that gives money now to the wife? Kujae no go buy food for the house. I don't know. And for me, that kind of like, regardless, ne, this is my opinion, you know, regarding what I just said right now. I feel like if you are in, regarding that, kaitine ku nenga no private school ano hamuro mgoro ku jae nge ngoswa ku private school wapumbwa uye oro sanjahi mukandini it must be oro crash eh itovuro kuziro Caribbean na mukandini because what mind you also school that a private school but there were no such rules kuja regardless with what you do like kuria and stuff, that's your business, is none of anybody. She had to him me kuria mubaki unon. Oh, jangan eke private school, I get it. Otari konga nunona omunene, unona ondoko tora, unona wapangi and whatnot. Hmm? And, obviously things are not going to be the same. I think also when I as a mother, maybe you also want your kids to stand out and you don't want shimulipo break time, unona ulipo break time angiaka, you know? Ya mota kuthamo oro crush ayo ya mweni ke Caribbean na ya mota kuthamo toasted bread ah wo honi komboroto Hawaii konjema and stuff. I don't really know what she was trying to consider there for her to make it seem like nah these ones are going at a public school. This is what they can get, but my kids are going in a private school and I feel like they need to stand out. That I really don't get, you know. And for me, I just feel like, I honestly just feel like, oh my gosh. I think it just, you know, like something that really need to be, you know, taught at the very beginning there. You know, it's a deeper one. Like, I feel like it's a deeper conversation, you know, and, regarding the food thing, the lunch boxes thing of these kids now. You have your kids and then now your husband's kids that are not your kids, your stepkids. You know, for me, my opinion regarding that, I just feel like gaengen wandira ndike gaengen no pawe. Woo! Ah, my son, I want you to go nesha komozi. On son, I want you to go nesha ko ho henna, o hedate kunona ushambunondija. Ohenga andi kuhesa so memanga ichi ni mamo, you know, I'll go to dad and be like, you know what? You know, andi karandi yukulia anona koskora. Shashi nenga yungkwetu andi nilongi joshiri, andi nangi yemombi ndina. Can, opondi wanith. Can you come in with this? Opondi andera anona yashi kulia fathana or something. I don't know, man, but I feel like mina, I'll go to my husband and be like, "Anika andi kuria nona koskora, so please can you top up? You know, ngandi mono nchi marua chawana na wana wana wa ngaya andi andi kuri ke afathan shati mokabaga school nonge ngamuhi whatever is going in na eh." It might just be both lunch boxes, you know. Shashi yamukwa ihahi nu chepsa, yamui hahi nu chepsa. Eh? Yamukwa ihahi nu, nengi yamukwa ihahi nu chepsa, mafakwa ihahi nu knickknacksa, yamu hahi nu original chips. Oh my gosh. And I feel like, because ne, what I'm trying to achieve at the very end of the day in this, mina, if I was that person, I'm just trying to make sure that these kids can talk. These kids know exactly what's going on. They can see, kuchase, mbayatate, otalande oro sahiringi, omangambano, omaria, dying oro sahiringi, the original oros at school. Kids can see these things, you know, but I feel like at the very end of the day, Mina, regarding that whole thing, I feel like it's unfair in kids' eyes, you know, very, very unfair, because as a child growing up now, witnessing things like that, you know, you get the why questions in your head, eh? You get the why questions in your head, kuja, ay, but why? They've got peanut butter. Like, make it make sense. But it's like literally right in our eyes. We can see what's going on. Do you think it's really fair like that? I don't think so. I don't think so, because what I can then teach my kids, regardless of them, how he go private school, angasha, shipamwe, or private school, onga, and he footung, I tend to vroku, and so chi, ochi, wanaje, shichi, mekumborom, sane, chochiri. That maybe I get. But now the food story, ne, I feel like, let me start teaching my kids from a very young age. Kuchomwe, omuvi tendipa fengino, ikulia omoka baki, ombi, ihai nyengwa, ikulia omu baki. Ndamu topora niwa, shinga chuka mokabaki kwa kanaka nje, uchonga na chuka mokabaki kwa kanaka mkwetu. I feel like that's just fair enough. You know, and what I can teach my kids, ne, is, kucha, don't feel entitled, eh? Because now your mother is the one in this house, and she works as a teacher, and, you know, ohemwene winim, apaif, madam boss, eh? She's the chosen one. Don't ever, I feel like that's you now teaching your kids entitlement. Kucha, yeah, eh? It's my father. Why must you, eh? It's my father. Shashopena, opena na kuka viamwe onuope wangi marua, eh? Komsane hakutu wangi ndoka nandini maanona mekumbu. Maapi marua munu, uhoku sapo, uwete kuchayo, he, unene, ngwetora ndo mahi. Hmm? Omahi opo omboro to hunona he hitosi ngwe no mahi mari marambi no inaiza monja to hohe uyazike monja to hata te wa nona eshemba maofite kuja ngwe shash the entitlement. I don't know, and I'm also just trying to put myself, like, to think about it logically, ne? I'm honestly trying to put myself in those people's shoes for a second and just think about it, but I was not made like them, man. If I was to become a stepmother one day, ne? Wange nekwa indari ni mamze ya fraya nike njokana and stuff, but now, aharakwa, okonde shai. But only, you know, to think about it, ne, ondue tike javachi ringeno, all these things that stepmothers do are very useless. We've got good stepmothers, you know. I see that on social media, like, people would, you know, like, just come through it. Because this is why I take my topics. I, like, literally really want to, you know, like, talk about what people are talking about, what people are going through, because, I mean, now radio is a huge platform, and then I can just take it from there, and then bring it on air, and then we can have a discussion about it. You get what I'm saying? So yeah, man, for me, what I've seen on social media is that people really say there are good stepmothers, but they're just those ones, you know? They're just those ones. Now my question is, because it creates tension, it creates hatred, and we don't want that. I don't want my father to pass on one day, eh? And I'm not going to bury him because I was angry now when he moved on with somebody, just, you know, like, in a period of just 2 months when my mother passed on. Because it's a story of a guy, you know, they told me apparently when the mother, because the mother, he lost both his parents, but then when the mother passed on, the father, literally just after 2 months, if not a month, you know, moved on with a woman that he brought in that house where my mother, like, literally everything changed in a blink of an eye, just like that, you know. And now, because now some of the kids are already grown, when he passed on later, some of his kids didn't bury him, you know. They didn't bury him because they're like, nah, just that hatred. They're like, he apparently, when now this guy was telling me, he's like, my brother did not bury my father. Why? Because he was so angry, you know, he was so angry. Like, just imagine now, you know, Your father passed on, but you can't bury him. Because you're still so angry, you're so pissed, could you know? He can do something like that. And I don't want it to be like, I mean, what doesn't bury a father? I, like, literally the very end of the day, we're not having these conversations for fun or anything like that, but it's just me trying to, you know, like, just have a discussion with you guys. So we can learn so much from one another. So we can find, you know, like, a way forward. What do we then do? Because we don't want to be the generation that does not bury their parents just because they are angry because, you know, or maybe we are being so I don't know. We are trying to just at the very end of the day find causes or the main consequences as to why these things happen. Why do bad consequences come with these things? We like literally trying to dig for the roots so that we can now, because when you know the causes to something, then you're on the safer side. What you can do right now is just go right ahead and find solutions to the causes. So right now, I want you guys to go right ahead and call me in studio. Tell me your story. What is really going on that side? What happened? Me Monica on the omba jaya mumbole nyonga ho. Au kanwa kutate weza te mateo. How is she treating you? How did life change instantly? The number in studio is 833-66091. I'm repeating that. The number in studio is 833-66091. I got you covered when it comes to great music tonight as well. I really want to play Dama Monica because she has great, great motivating songs. Also, she kwaterera ko, eh? Kini mamzatu papi ma, usiku wane, eh? Open issue na iri mama umbomo. I was talking to one the other day, he's like, yo, ever since the stepmother, things have been fine, but ever since that stepmother stepped in, ay, kesho kumwe manje, toku rike no lie na hema, I'm like, really now? Wow.
Good evening.
Yes, I'm very good, my dear. How are you?
I'm doing great, man.
I know how kariko, kariko ategele poro haramadhan. Jiho kara uniro nga pombo imojo makan.
Yeah, I can hear you. So I become a regular caller.
Yeah, but where are you? I just wanna know, where do you call me from? Are you in Winduka? Where are you?
This side of the court.
Uvo pukine uka epa?
No me gru, ano mwani ngangeti nana.
Tando, vembo luo lenge wa. Nde, kesho sata deo, sacrifice ike, de tando yetu. Just make sure that you listen to Benedicta.
Ya, tashishi waka.
Yeah, ne, I love it. But I mean, did you hear what we're talking about today though?
Yeah, I just came now. I not listen from the beginning.
Atu popi? Stepmother.
Oh yeah.
How is
life right now? Are you a victim? Have you ever went through something like that before in your life?
Yeah.
What happened, my love?
But they are fine, girl.
Oh, she was a very good stepmother.
Yeah, she was a very good stepmother.
Oh, that's nice. Unkwashike,
they are rare to find that.
Unkwambi, unkwambi, ni okunoka unkwambi.
Ah, kisha unkwambi. Unkwambi is their decisive people.
Oh, she's a what tribe is she? What tribe is she?
She's a Mbaja.
Oh, she's a Mbaja. Oh, yeah, Mbajas are, you know, low-key really good people. Okay, ondara no kupura. Epuro lirimano kucha. Anone, you know, because now tonight's topic is, how is life right now?
It's only in various way your frequency is not on.
It's a whole country apart from Windhoek.
The Windhoek, they are now Baker.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, yeah, you call me every Saturday. Are you in Windhoek? Because I mean, okay. In Windhoek, it's just proper. I know. It's just a matter of time, guys. Just be patient with us, ne?
That's why you guys don't receive many calls anymore.
Exactly, because people don't listen anymore. People don't have data to listen to the app
anymore.
Yeah,
you are depriving people.
I know, but I mean, we'll be back very soon, hey?
Okay.
Back to today's topic, ne? I just want to know something. If now, because stepmothers come in, ngenge mema shako, ilopa mwehi like, over baningo divorce anandona meme. You know, because my father is still pretty young, he wouldn't want to just be like that, you know? So they find some, they find someone else, you know? But now, the someone else, they remarry. They make it worse to remarry Nokuli. It's not just like they found somebody else, they remarry. They marry somebody else. You know, with all these kids now in the house, Shashi, mind you, on Samano, Fimbo, Nokuli, and Shako, and Nokuli, Nokuli, Nunana, Vaha, Punai. So, Tamiane, Maria, Ongaho, Vacho is now the new one and whatnot. But if Andi.
Dominant.
Exactly. And Oshimasho, on the Shweta Tashi Ningwa Pim, and Tashi Taleke ni Shweke. Currently, that thing is happening. Yeah, I can see it literally with my eyes. You know, so do you really think Oshimasho Sheto hatred, Danai? Osheta o depression amununa, osheta o my pulika financial problems, because now it's a thing of like, now the father that also mano paifo kwa hafoka singeke konkulukazi, the current wife and the kids, now the small kids have had that, and he forgets about everybody else. Whatever you say, Mina now is his child. Whatever his wife says is right.
One of my father, is a brother to my father, most.
Yeah,
he's the first wife passed on.
Mm-hmm.
When he happened to get one.
Yeah,
and that one was very problematic.
You see,
especially the kids that belong to the father.
Mm-hmm.
They were molested.
You see.
Yeah, they were even deprived food. They were not given a good attention. Yeah. That father used to work at Orange Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't know what's happening here in the north.
Vuno na vashona mutu.
Yeah, we were there. They were very small.
The time.
And yeah, you know, most kids, they are always vulnerable.
Yeah.
So?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it was very hectic, man. Yeah, it was not easy, man. The way they were brought up.
Mm-hmm.
You find some situation, even the kid end up stealing the food.
You see?
Yeah.
Tala no kana geri mumbo la hendo taka kava kikuria shashonguru kazi muto tafukilo tapege vai.
Tafukike you only want to build to their family.
You see? Now where are they now, right now?
All the resources they have to be channeled to their family.
Yo.
This second wife family.
Yo. Paife, how is life? Where are those kids? Vakula ne mutu?
Vakula, yeah, now they become independent. They are growing. Some of them, they manage most to pass the school.
Yonku ka job ongweli?
Eh, vakula job ongweli. Ma, even the father now is a writer now.
The what?
The father is no more.
Oh, onza manasa kwali.
The main house.
On Samanoko Limoshapa, ne?
Samanoko, yeah, he was working and he was very well off.
So now, Pepe Umbola Niga Polai?
Umbola Niga from Kurkadi?
Baba Gulmanali?
Tremulimoyen, no, can't you name? Tremulim, there are none of our family, put no family end there. I'm talking from experience.
Mashi masho ne shito tishito shitale kande ngosho. Na tu ninge ipinana. Shashi sengengo tati.
Just education.
Okay, education regarding, what exactly do you think must be done now regarding the whole thing? Shashi samane shilio nshona itaduru kukana pa mwina mwona pongonwa Mala, otunoku ningange ipi shashi na tango otapumbo kukonsi daringunona. Olu dalole tulu ipi.
Also, Nana, I'm always getting gauss. What is important there? Just to sensitize and tell those mothers that you must just treat the kids the same. Because if you say you love your husband and you don't love the husband kids, you are not doing justice. What is important is just education.
It's education, eh?
Yeah.
Because I think, as a man, Oshimasho no home, Uncle got doing a pickening. Uncle got Joe, Tomokon Samane. Sengo Patuanga Mumbola Tati, Seke Tushi. Opeke Amo, she does not know anything, our history. She doesn't know about our mothers or anything like that. She does not know. Oshi ju, afikile, eneiko zino na sengahe, ilwe eneiko nyanya na sengahe, wanduete kucha, epiku fembao, o haudi konsamane wae, kutate ngo.
Ae, samantare wune ngu mbandaita.
Washi zipeni.
Unless maybe the wife maybe is practice some a ritual or something like that. Chapena is maybe is from the strong family.
Maushungo kujangwe tavo kuna onza maneteta. Okutuole shirita to kutuole. That I get the masha miku ngajowe ya mu. Nando kukajani nge puko.
Kwa kwa tuako.
Popo ni akajo problema hapo. Anoshike uno kala wafo kwa toko anu.
Oko shishi ya usu cha anu sometimes akuri kuwa we mwene.
Oh, fibani mwa kwa tako nasha.
Finger to the devil. Yeah, kwa tako nasha, tuje shu ala.
Hashu ala mutuni.
Yeah, they just find themselves in the dilemma.
Baby, you.
Yeah, but what is important is just the way we brought up our kids, man, to be taught the behavior of how to carry themselves in the society. The way we brought up the kids now, we must just raise them very well. so that they can be well-mannered in the future.
Yeah, but I mean, them being well-mannered, that does not still just take away the fact that stepmother is just a bad person. Because now the thing here is, shapo or stepmother wake up mwaku koneka kucha, ngengo ya stepmother ndunonge di, ilo wala kuya mumbole tundo wala kutula mwaka tongo, ilo tope wimali wakutate ikala ndiku ya mumbo, maloto oleke po ingwe, iningege ino nawe. So, I think with people like that, with mothers that are like, stepmothers that are like that, ne, I think what needs to click in their heads are, obambo uko niko shimashi kucha, this is, o shimashi ngala mwenyu, apatadulwe ike nando, sama nyengo engo kana unga, utadulwe uko kushako, tate ike, ngashe iko onga ho, wafshako onga ho. Tadru kufsako, ilo ya mweno tadru kufsako, de tetufilu nona ava, shashi mashita nge ofte shingigo mesho yetu, nona ava vewetele la kucha, what is going on here? They can see.
Or maybe we can also involve the spiritual father, maybe.
Spiritual father?
The counseling like you.
They just need to start listening to Benedict Town Radio.
Yeah, the therapist, you guys need to kick in.
Exactly. Shashoshi ma shoshiri useless, huh? Uwete nando uwete kucha vove ne mwene winima.
It's only useless to you, but to hey, finish.
Shoshone iti, no, kuye kwete shabashino shilonga, shashikeli na wamonte, kuditeko na tango ngalamo yiku chushikeka.
You don't understand things the way they are reasoning.
Exactly. It's very, like, the reasoning that those people have are stupid enough.
Yeah, they have wrong mentality.
They have wrong mentality. And it starts with the mind. That's what the problem is.
Yeah, they are suffering from cognitive dissonance.
No, they are, hey. And also, what I wanted to say is, I wanted to say what that. Oh yeah, ondale kaku mava, ome mava, na konege kucha havo kala kona tango.
Koba dadu, yeah, they will not live here forever.
Tadulu ya kufuweke any day. Senengwa tufili no na yoye kwali tushukucho otu ninginge ipi. Fimbo mweva fia kovashona, si taduka tala koko. Shansho ngono yo tunokuitula medzimo kucha, memweni na yo kwali hati.
Yeah, but you cannot pay evil with evil, Benedicta.
No, but that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, but you cannot retaliate in that way.
You can't retaliate in that way, but my chat also is a omono or retaliation akucho tunokuistopening ebi. You don't do me, I don't do the same. Ofaitai oyatame kwako stepmother. It's a fight that they started. People are not reacting the way they are reacting because they want to.
There are some patient and process most.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's they are the ones that started this whole thing. And as much as
we can maybe we strengthen the law, man.
Pamwene, no mala no komango. Oh, I'm not sure. They are serious and they are really affecting us.
Yeah. This law that governs this country.
Oshafeke, otash. It's taking me a little bit. Kakoita venya ha mitike kuno na vanu, and then they don't support the kids anymore. Malo verege free veri okota neke henesi dagubo, talande ku pringe la vabo, verege na manganziri okunga andi stamina ko kana kena minambo. Malo lo uka peniko lo inga kucha, shame iko nuo matu ulipondo apo kana kame zimo. Support that child. If you're not going to support, you go behind bus. Gereba ye pena nande lo uzilinga.
Ah, kodili ya loo, ziringao kodili. Na loo, ngare, tiku chanyengo, wangine meno hii mariwa. Natango kwa hiliyo. The problem is only that people are not, those people in the offices, they are not making a public outreach.
Inaenye ake onga ne mbe laka?
Kishivike na naka.
Kishivike na mbe laka. Vanu na wavo, mbe lo wavo. Wakalike vafovo watu manu vaka ningini mai mbe. Ono to imoto pulilo ale kwa felo. Ono tatengana neika fa ya futa mbe. And they're not like really, because we don't know these things honestly. Ngashika mengashi pepe ngawoshu wapotato tukuja. Ngopena nandonuta anye neme mwari mariwa openolo. I don't know that.
Ya peni yo kwa hili yanga ama.
Kandishi?
Hmm.
Atu shishi vapenyanu, ngenge sha tu ime mbele wana ndatu ike kota ko kemenge straight koti loko shikwa shike kunya shashandi zimbulu ko shikando shimwenda ileko this code that I needed to attend nde shinda ya mbele wama nde oshuku cha ana mbe people ne ako mbadano ava veli mbele wa and stuff kese iko nu nando tolo ngeleke bosa we ano vukave ole challenge andishi they don't like to be challenged
ovele kanu ya bapa
ovele kanu vabafa ngeo kwa tuwa left just go left.
Yeah,
when they say right, just go right. They don't like people that question kucha. Why must I go left and there's fire coming? They don't like that.
Right, they don't like to be challenged.
Amanzi mbelewai ya kafu koonga o.
Yeah.
But if I'm trying, like, I need a solution. Like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Malo kuli poike tafunga na kuchanga ikanti nike shanti vuro kuninga kanti chuku chanu mbe ange hahi ike ngane kilo nga haka feresiere anumbe otapele ro chari ya rime mbele wa munu man itaro ngu kilo nga otuve kuike kucha ngengo chi macho numbi na chi this is what you need. Oh, I can direct you, let me direct you to somebody else because I don't deal with that. Like, just make me understand, like, give me the answers that I need because that's what you are for. That's why you are in that office.
Kuchanana.
Ayo pima opa pumba. Ma apa fengeno nenando tapeolo ilinge ipino. Tape anando mango kuchae. Ngengo wani feduro milongo hamanonde tofilo nkuluka juu ilo adivosi. No mbola ali. Ilo tapeolo ilinge ipingeno.
Ayo ngawish like you are violating people's life.
Ano tapeolo ya shigene.
Ah, vete ite ya po is against the perpetrators, huh? Yeah, because people that are there, they are always suffering.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know money who man.
Yeah, children, the vulnerable group need to be protected.
Malanye, maza manovuli selfish, anye?
Selfish in what sense?
Mema she ikepi mwa bitege mwezimbali ndena tango kwaita ave you get married within like a period of 2 months you are bring we are mourning our mother.
Ndadumi karela.
Mala, anito dhulu kuningira ndo kombo kaende tankala manga muli kunya. We are mourning our mother. You can't bring in another woman again.
I understand where you are coming from now. Barangon karendi. I don't want to divide the resources.
But also, are you considering your kids' emotions?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting you now. Oh, yeah. What we need is just a proper education on that one, the negative.
Man. Shashungu kajua adulu kwe ya mumbo, nde tapiwa nando ka Bob. We hape waka Bob apa ife nando kwe.
I'm not sure. Yeah, akashwaka.
Oshijuu man. Obe, shashika peno kana akadulugu kala kalonga lwilinga. Mind you, mo economy omutuli nale. Like, things are hard. The system has failed the young kids dismally in a very bad way. But as much as you are 19 or you are 20 or you are 23, 24, nandijanena ndo amano skola. You are trying to joba. Kapeni kapa. Mala mumbo muafina na make money. Wafike welime umbo laho.
Eso nana.
Ove kuna napa toi. Kunilonga.
Mm.
Ovo tori topisha wanyamu kulonkulu kazi. Oanye na kuvota kutuwa kuna mikalo. Mala tatuwi apiki nige kuchonkulu kazi. Epukola zili na peni nana. Okwale kuningaye kuchonkulu kazi wae. Kuchonkulu kazi wae.
Na mwako kukazi ya.
Ita piki nenge kucha omo panzini ya mungule ne baby oye osesho kwa la kutukangi or something. Ito piki nenge ka udite kuchonkulu kazi oye.
Yeah.
Ayi anu vongengo venashi have yoku ningo tato vonga o haka kongwa avu na stope as a belief.
Simi hebo mbo, yeah, the program like this, they are very important. like yours.
Yes, my dear. Mina, I know, I understand the assignment. I understand what people are going through, my brother. I know those things very well.
Kashua, it's not good, ma.
Kashua?
Yeah, this world is wicked, ma.
Ma, it's very wicked, my dear. Our generation, I told you, we are broken.
People are not God-fearing anymore.
We are broken.
You are broken. Yeah.
We are going through so much. But life is already hard. We already don't. Katuna nali yemo. Atukongwilo. Like, literally, life is very hard already. Ndetale iko ma omandangala chata tulakomba daongala mwenye ijuna lene. Na notale iko festa nekuchanwa vavima ngeleke shapo. Wepo vakafu dapo, man.
Yeah, because the life becomes meaningless to them.
It's hard, guys.
And also, you are going to graduate.
Hey, you go feel almost on that. Angelo, no mongulo, monziri, mongula, ipo pine graduate. But I'll come back again. Trust me, when Shama Makufi Kufetwa Luka, it's just a matter of time, guys. Shama Luka, I'll have to come back with these topics again.
Yeah.
People that are victims of these things are not listening right now.
Yeah, they are not listening. Actually.
Exactly.
No, te gupo ir a explicar a veña veli nando mo lo pare.
O shone ava ya ilo ave ke veli mo vendu ko po ilo nyene ava mo lenge muli mo mbaya omo.
Sabe to bole. Ya. Nara te bana mo te udengra ga.
Wanke u bana nde mo evane nale. De mwe fanale o antingo kutate ku uncle T tate tonat.
It's my tablet. Yeah.
Thank you so much, my love.
Okay, shop, shop.
Eh, my name, mwah.
I keep listening, eh?
All right, cool. Eh, no? I know I'm bored. Simbori, ongoita wa denga, ongoita tukuja. Simbori, mota tita vetu ninginaye, oshovala ngemwea. Owa benevinima. Simbori, monu kerikuye mwene. Nene ngengo hamuya ni wanga eni hankara mwaku kwa ekota temu alike etu ni kwa nyengene nge etu zimwe itam ningi na waka mandete kuchange ngoma tamekiki ya mutara pakadona ya kwambi mono ya ni step mother ni nge waka nisi nandonguru kazi kwa heem ashurako nenge pamwe you know you are going through divorce or something like that please stepmother might just be a kwambi. Ozi ngoa hipa kazona pakuruka vya kwambi mono. Oike taavuro china kuwani swacha famo. Nengo tamtingini ya holiki.
It's past 10 o'clock, and this is the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I'll be here with you up until 1 a.m. having a very, very beautiful, beautiful, beautiful conversation tonight. And I need you guys to go right ahead and call me in studio. The number is 0833-366-091. We are talking a triple step mother, man. You know, and I think, what I want to say is, you know, like, with what the guy just mentioned right now, regarding Shashi, when he said that, I'm like, you know, somebody want to do a take which of Dino, how he's pen, you check, of this stepmother just came in our life, sir, me and my siblings from the other mother, from our mother that passed on or they got divorced, you know, this person, this woman doesn't really know our history like that. Like, she really doesn't know. This is just saying, in the number and gi so I should teach her, a pandangom no way, and guy can go and stuff, ne? But also, I think, guy, logically, ne? If we take now the rituals part out to be like, mbane haya yaka enashi haya yana jambi haya yanu wanga ukubaye kutate. Eh? Upike ya kare wa uike ya tarika. Wandete uchodhino njino simbori mwem. Wahahe tiswa kafsamani. You know, I think onugomsamane, you are the owner of that house. And you are not trying to bring division. You don't want your kids to separate or anything like that. At least, ngai kandi chingenge akuruka vimoroji hamuyeto hamuyeteli kanoya ningika akuruka vienyo menjuo. Nengo hamuyetanga aninge memewo peruwa shashi memeke mweme umbo to fill that void. Is that the reason? Because I don't get it. As to why you can bring your wife, ne? You oh, I'm so sorry. Good evening, Eagle FM.
Hello, Eagle FM.
Yes, sir.
How are you, madam?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm good, good.
Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Windows.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. Hey,
talk to me. Do you know what we're talking about today?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead. Are you a victim of what we're talking about today?
No.
Oh, have you seen it happening somewhere?
It's just happening somewhere.
Oh, it's happening somewhere. Okay, now give us your opinions.
But I don't have a lot of opinions.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to say, for those women that are doing just large of things, it's not very good.
It's not.
Yes, they must stop it.
They must hear us out that we are going through depression because of them.
Yeah, it's true.
Financial problems because of them.
They must stop it.
They really need to stop it. And now we hate our fathers because of them.
Yeah, it's true.
Exactly.
But I think some of them maybe are also listening.
Yeah, they must be, they are probably listening, and they, right now, because we are now spitting facts, they, who knows, maybe they want to switch off the radio now, because they don't like hearing the truth, those ones. not real.
I don't have a lot of words, man.
I can see it happening somewhere, like I see it every day, somewhere, yeah? And you can see how sad the kids are. And they don't have a choice. Only if they had money, you can tell, like, if they had jobs or they had money, they would have been out of this place long time ago. I'm not a victim, but I can feel their pain, eh?
That will feel the pain for them inside.
Yo, it's hard. I know those people really need to stop. It's something that comes with the mindset, man. If you're stupid, and also regarding the system that we grew up in, that we are in, it's making them think that it's okay. What they are doing is okay. But in actual fact, it's not. Ovelo mali kwa vavale unoto ya mumbo notope o angeka tulande wiki kuriana wana wakutate mapepe shitope wima ima nukeshi yoe anuva move yake na paa longo onmika kufuye na ndo mwango leiko mkwale ike ya ponga wa ya ponilonga yetapanzigane kutate yetoto nuwa ya mumbo shashi my father doesn't really need any person with money anymore because he's sorted financially he just needs somebody to be with pepe waya mnenjarado eh mapepe wala kutulei ni mototu leike pungulo wale kevwenge nuvo ta kutana wa o tv fute mumbo ya anuwa veja ya talo tv takatala na nde news o shiri ontenya usheko tv okuneki kata tuna shasho vuri mumbo ni ino na eva tisho na italo tv shasho ya futu wakutati
tuna na vuri mumbo ni mani kwa tivi na kutima na kutima ya ina
shan oh guys
kamaratia mumbo
ya
opotati mako ni
opotati mako otivi ya idzi mandoka rimu utataka ole kwa
taka ngezi
shingon samaneta kana nga kwa toka kota kutu ululi, kota ka wale kwa natangu. Opuye ukale kunu ululi opu. Ta. Arusha ui zamani.
Zamani.
Nde na ashe iko nutoni, ndio shu ike weshi.
Na watu, minuza kwa mbide ya wa. Ogelina wa?
Ya, kuruka vya kwa mbide ya. Kwa mzana wa wana wa. They stick to what they stick to. Wamuna nga na ndolimo relationship anu mkwambi. Wamuna ngeno haenjara kwa ringano kukala takwa njano. Nukatuni mariwa nironga kaipo and stuff ha. Kwa mbingeno. Akavina kwa mbingeno ni hachi tinga nande nande.
Nande nande.
Nande nande. Shashon mkwa mbingeno kukuna. Nge kunoshe kuhore mochiri. Onkavela onkwambi ngoku kunosha shike kore mochiri. Ndero roka eku chitinge nengengi. Mbaha eki hatha ngane na chira onkwambi ya uta chitinga hii ende. Simboli mongaro ngani. Mara, naturally speaking, kwambis they stick to what they need to stick to.
Maybe that's very important. Kadete onkwambi butu mwono ta chitinga ka?
Ya, onkwambi, wamona wadha onkwambi afasuruke nage shachimwe.
Eh.
Ay.
Chiri, my ancestors love me. Shashinga no mutu paningiro changa. Lucky me, I have both my parents. Geno papiti re changa pa mwende me metashurugo nandoguri nde tate taka kongomnu ne. Ay. Etada turime umbo muyange me etada gana nandoguri ndiri me naena. Shashonda tamekare wokuzamo karungushi ndiri mo. Mo naena kwa ihandizo wete kuchonda hindi no. Ondaka andino chimo chinji kwa mwenye maka ni indine hundodo kupopsaka. Ewi moka nukwa lihalikaka tere mwosha ashi. My parents are very strict, like we grew up with very strict parents. Mara, as much as I had all these questions and all of that, I couldn't really speak up. Aye, came grade 10. Aye, ote popi man. So now imagine if I had a stepmother. Stepmother ngono achivulika akapakera kena nye makuno kupakeri hachwa hara mangenonde mpakeri thamani shapo ngano mwana wanai ondi mkwambi stepmother ngengo kwea elina itandikara ndina I'm not entitled to anything. Stepmother ngo kwea lera tuchukucha pae fotomo na mememe umbo umwiche we. I don't have a problem. I will love her. I will listen to her. I will do all of that. I should get stepmother naked and odino. Odino, he no good. Then I go odino. Wow. Otiri, my father will hate me for making her wife peck. Shashinga no ga pakera man. Otari ni jaji. So the thing is, ne. The fathers, our fathers, somehow, somewhere, I just feel like, apart from the rituals, if we now take that out, I feel like our fathers kind of like really also just give permission to them. Because mind you, this is somebody coming, somebody new coming in. He really doesn't know us like that. So I feel like, it's nga a bit hard. Not me, man. It overrock we onge ne uno vin mika no hirime ni mombizi wo hene ngongi nyan. Eh? Shashinga, you are trying to keep the family together. All of that, and where you are also trying to impress the your husband most, which are you a good person? So you all don't just want to come, doto thikirike waroku okututongola and stuff like that. You don't want to do that. Ojimasho no hachike ha. Shashu wa mzango wakutate. Msamane wa hengu him. Ohe, akadamika mtu nandoguro mwedinim. Eh, ngae nenga kanona kwa kuchingwa ndato pere no grade tena mungaramo yuanje, kuchingwa kwa lihandi yaka, kuchingwa kwa handi ningi chiki. Eh, ndendika mwonewa yango mkuruka vieringana wa memeri meumbo, paifoto tayejo kumbada henya. Hmm? Sikuli mwe ndakarungini so kambiga, onduvita nyo maucha, ole kwa hauku ya kisa mbunga ya? Voku ya kwe vuvu penu weteko, popo ni haputa mekero dino mo. Shama wata meke umsamane ngomuri monduda nongkuruka ziwa hengo epetera nguanuo stepmother ngeka muna shamu popi kotheni ya holiki kotheni itofuro kukala ngembe ramu ipanda muri menduda zeni mono kamuete shamu popi ngoto tameke tofu ze secrets all the darkest secrets all the things that happened iso etu toiro mbolo mkuruka ziwa hengo it's useless it's none of her business. Those are wounds already that yaporonare. We are over them. And vele, one day, when did you vita just magana kumpurka di wahe peru ngini ngan? Oh, yeah, peru kuchapak. Itatuka managa. Opo hapuzo dinom. Nonguka the Huvita Kucha, Otavuroku, has no permission and G, no entitlement and G, Kuchaya, my husband also says. My husband says, you are a bad child. My husband says, you've always been a bad child. My husband says, you were once a thief in your life. You get what I'm saying? And that will give her so much entitlement to think she can just dinner me. Daddy ninenje manje tumunda putuka. She can just do that. You get what I'm saying? Or she does something. She does something. Kungai, like, sometimes she can find big personalities in the house. For instance, like, I was trying to give my example, kucha. Mina, I'm just very lucky to still have my parents up until this day. Because if God forbid, ngeno, opening girocha, and my mom passes on, and my dad finds another woman. Ngema hatha njemiandi dina domo grade 9, nani gemo grade 10. Ngemi natuka manana hega. Shashi, now the problem would be, I've got a big personality. You know? So for her now to come nandokuri, she's also probably like she has a big personality. For her to come in that house, ne, and tell me something that I can tell is wrong, and I happen to clap back. Shashin sami amwe ngochi mo chapu ko chapu kiki, regardless of whoever you are or regardless of your age. Like I don't call, like that literally becomes none of my business. I mean that's just who I am. You know, if I clap back, ane she taka kum samano taka chenjo mahokororo. Like, I'll literally become a very bad person in my father's eyes just because of what the wife tells him. I mean, tells him. Shashike Monica gohe ya kungwe tati kucha. Nduva, kwari andili nombore kucha na koshe puya shamwea. Ndo kwati. Mwene, tati, efimbori mweno kuli hopopi. Ota meke tapenje eti chudana ya meumbu. Shasho horo mbulanga mukarara, eh? Uhoka pewa nyusa. Vesikwa alishi hoka mbula kuchayo, nguro nene nduva shaninga, po katiko mtenge mio mwele, ronda itati kuchine kukwata, otati kuchana ture po kambi kako mwele, po hamanu enu watu notu. Shashi ni maya kunguduma na maya ningo inji, mwe wa nyengo kupura nje, hoda mageto penje attitude. You see? Do you know what is becoming, or do you know what is coming? Like, you know what tension you're creating between me and my father like that? Heta tene mo mtsewe. Shasho chimokochi romgwero apombete ku memonika. Ihati wo. Ai. And you don't know mapeka apeko ganji. Like, let me investigate this. Like, let me do some investigations. They don't do that no more. They don't do investigations to really understand. Eh? Shasha Timbangandiru Ndiruga Noguri. What your wife is telling is literally like they're lies. Those are lies that she's telling you. None of those things that she's telling you are even none of those things are true. But now there's a tension between me and you. Just because of what your wife tells you. You don't find out anymore. You don't find out anymore. Mafika akuruka dimbea haike station ada kuchoya rape wake partner dao opoya kamanga pon kwaita with no investigations. Literally, that's what you're trying to do. Maizimbali mungurwa vita chonde nyamukura, ndembo inandi nyamukuri kenokuri ya. Maangura shitota lanje tate, eh? Because you are a busy man, you really don't have time for meetings like that anymore, eh? Otota lanje kucha, ohandi nyamukura mungurwa diwa. But why can't you just find, like, why can't you just find out? You are kuruka ni nembo haya no maupote hakara ya roku okutopora anunoshe. Tala mimi wanje mungbo munuwa da munae munumbiri nerongero kumwe. And for you to think you can just come through. Good evening, Igalefe.
Hey, Saro.
Yes, hello.
Ngini.
Una ama nuri mombe pombe ya? Popsa ni mule kachon. Damn, please do call me back, hey? I could hardly hear you, but only remember, but please do call me. Let's have a conversation. We the question tonight, is, how is life right now, since the stepmother came into your life. How is life right now? The number in studio is 833-66091. The number in studio is 833-66091. Eh? It's hard out there. Like, I can feel your pain, gents. I know what's really going on. You know, and honestly speaking, I think what needs, it's something that needs to work with the mind. You know, I think if it gets to an extent where you have to now stand up for your kids as a father, you know, this woman, it needs to come with a mindset that we are not saying, we are not being selfish as is your kids to be like, it's not like we don't want you to move on. In my way, I think that are out of our control and there's nothing that we can do anymore. You're still young. You know? Sex drive on flick at the time. Or you probably still want to have more kids. You know? So, but you had our mother. Be considerate of our emotions at the time as well. Kuja, how will we feel about certain things? Like, talk to us. Let's have a conversation about these things. Let's be open with each other, you know? And when you bring in somebody new in our lives, in our house, perugoramem, when you do that, don't do it for yourself. When you bring somebody new at home, don't say, I'm bringing somebody new, shashondaro kuterekero. Eh? Don't say, I'm bringing somebody new at home, shashondavuri kuria, nonanj. Eh? Otweta onkuruka vi ompeperu wendikwari rameme. Hmm? Mewumbo mkwai munameme. It was home at the time. But make sure it remains home. By being considerate of the person that you look for. Don't be selfish to be like, my sex drive right now is really driving me crazy. So I need somebody. I need to also start having kids. Don't do it for such lame reasons. We are going to suffer just because of you. Don't be too selfish like that. To do things for yourselves. For yourselves as fathers, eh, that decide to move on now. After whatever happens with their partners. Don't be selfish like that. Let it, oh my gosh, father sometimes, ne? Maybe, I don't want to call it hate, ne? You all be hating on your kids. Because how could you, like in your right mind, how could you think like that? Oh no, oh the mercy. Let me tell you my story. Ngayeti mudu chevali rongo shakati. Nanda kukira mokatana. Bakara na koksa moru kanda. Nangaye onda varani nonjoli. Payari yoku ninga pondo potora. My daddy, I'm sorry. I'm glad you make it ahead of the dream. Thinking with him, I'm looking at you, but I show Tori at you, changing your group, as I know, postcora, pocatana, set up your pomba, marina to put up. Or when you're on your own, come down, mono, to step up. Or when you're here, just at the street, a pocket, marangiro, to put up, if it's at the top, because I took a commercial. Now we make a paper. Let me bless our family. Don't wait to shake us. We wanna say we are sorry. Never. I remember Coco told me, my boy, in the car, I will not money. Long era told me, Wana, Yaharulina, no one hour. But I can't miss until I kiss it, though he. But then within another mama, yeah. Tovalikana kiss it, too.
kare mega mino ya tarunga andi mburu kwesi kunga performa na mwana mamori ke wanje. Thank you my baby, you love me, you support me, I love you too. Shout out to my nigga Gerson Emmanuel Rivaldo, I got love for you. Amusha na Marco ya Simon Iti muzimba na ndena te Nakusa kepso paria chino shorora. You've got it, long way to go.
Rest in peace.
Wapari katenja kumono na kumati vende paife opasapo.
Rest in peace.
Anzi zinguru kwa toksi angura tankizo mameme shibo no no.
For star
Hamkaya barara na choppy kambaka no vere maesha.
Now we make a paper.
And we bless our family.
Mama to shake
us. We wanna say we are sorry. Never.
Suka, msupu mwenye macho ya gorori, rangi kama unaoga mafuta. Oh my, Adonai, God knew you change my life. In your eyes, Adonai, God knew you change my life. Wanora ya dunia, mayam, sikia, maidiam, sijeni kimia, tuliam. Hey, wana wewe. Mama siremi nabaki na jimunya. Ah, mama siremi Allow me touch you, baby, oh. Allow me kiss you, shitty, oh. Allow me touch you, baby, oh. Allow me kiss you, yeah. Toto, jojo, come on, walk on, bika. Shabu, dodo, zako, na, malizika. Hauna, jodo, ume, kwa, mundo, malaika. Usinete, zobo, zako, atanizika. Baby, naona, wewe ndiyo hawa, na mia damu, ipeleke kila kona, Nairobi sawa, na Dar es Salaam.
Yeah.
Ondine puro ne kucha nana kome mbea hayanu mbea hayanu wanga waombe numbodi waombe ano umbodi mboni hamburu nando kurongisa pesha nero kurongisa kutate kwa msaane ngo ekokana waadha ahokana na ale mungara mwenyo he ndo mkurukazi weta shuruka nando kure ya mvuru nena ndo kuro ngitha anu mkare munana nde empty mother era like clean hearts where you are just striving for unity and you just want to fill the void you know of this kid's mother like can't you just use it for like imbojo haivuru iko kuyonagula mali haivuru kutunga unapongu wa wanga ukukwashike menimo mtimago hemi ukarike waera kuja let me do the right thing. I can't be treating somebody's kids like this. I feel like also ne I've never went through these things ne? But like I can tell like I feel like I know the problems that kids face, you know. I feel like it even gets to a stage or it gets to an extent when if you ask for money eto poranga tate woi marona ndokuchaya tatondara ndikara ndechonga dine ngai tatika ndina mwero ndisonjera or just anything. And then she hears that kujaya kwenga ndipuri marwa kunduva no kwara ndi ndimini marwa chikechi hota tameke hota mgene problem ado kanuna ke he uche ayene mega meno kwari atuma omambwanu akaona gazare kwe omambona gazare kwe tuli mu July, it's a January. But that's why now she starts also picking up her kids' problems. Shasha kufika uchi marange ngai hiwi. Where fa ikepa? Eh? And then what will my father end up doing? Now he'll end up now sorting out the wife's kids' problems first and then forget about me. Machike mun, anwankara ma ningwa ngi ningano man, o ma ningwa chikan. Eh? Onu wamsuwa mani ito atika kuja hei. Memengwe kwa tamsewa na wadha handikwa thera nunanja eshi. Eh? Nengenge, like, just be the father that you need to be, man. For both kids. Eh? Shashinge, no. Otochi, like, you must pick it up, ne? Pick it up from the fact that, you can just, like, why do they become so dumb when they marry somebody else, when they remarry again? And then vele now that's when your wife starts telling you her kids problems are. But she's just like, you're just not picking up something from that. Be the father that you need to be. Ask her. Kuja, why are you only telling me about her problems when I'm telling you that Nduva is asking me for something? Like, why now? Like, be that strict. You know, because when you become that strict, trying to draw boundaries and, you know, trying to make sure that she knows, she knows her direction and she knows her boundaries and she knows what to cross and what to not cross. Like, when you create that as a man in the house, then there is no way. Because she would now be scared. Not scared. I'm not saying be scary towards your wife. I'm not saying disrespect her. We're talking about boundaries right now. Don't miss a point. Because it's also reminding me of one thing that once happened. You know, don't give them that freedom. Otafike no story njiaka ha, you know. Ha kwaita shayamunwa akadona wame vendukamo shayamunwa afkwa mvendukamo yota tamketa hapo pina ane problem adhanja wadish ini maishe mbia njaona ambi hainingwa kungadiwa ka sibling akaona ambi yota tamketa rombe ruu ni maombo And mind you, this person is not, like, she's just a girlfriend, literally. And then they start spitting. And that's one thing that once happened, ne? My brother, and that's where Odino starts. Like, you guys, like, guys, I know what I'm talking about. Like, it's something that I also went through, ne? Went through, not like with the stepmother stories, but now, one of my big brothers, ne? Told, Kandichi kuchaka kathona ngunoka kutho freedom apene huvite kujota vuro kuwana pukati kini makenjuma dhanje na mwamem. Ndo kwewe kuithinane kabucho hevi tamekisa noguri. Like, and in my head, ne, I'm like, this girl does not know me like that. Like, you don't know me. You don't know how our relationship, like, is my relationship with my siblings. Like, you literally have got no clue. If Ngasha, she have been here, I knew her that, oh, this one is my brother's aunt, you know? But she didn't know us like that. You get what I'm saying? If she was maybe not picking up things from here and there, you know? But she really didn't have all the details as to what was really happening inside there, you know? But now she decided to start a fight, like she decided to start a fight between me and my brother. And that, hey, hacho herongonga, undara ushurire mo manga kuyere. Shashi, when you give them that freedom, or when you allow them, or when you now act as a bigger person, I can always be the bigger person in situations. Now, when you act as a bigger person and just mise things that need to be dealt with them, that's where it starts. O meane mono opahatondo keremo, opone hagata mekeremo, opone hagamone nombururu mo. And I was like, not with me, my sister. You must know know what you can do. Like, literally know your do's and don'ts. You are just in a relationship with my brother. You are just in a relationship with him. So, make sure that you don't cross this line. Don't ever do that. Because you know what? This is none of your business. This is between me and your men. But right now in this situation, in this case, it's between me and my brother. So leave us the heck alone. Don't do that. Huh? Because in my head, I'm like, if I let this slide down, what is going to happen? Because it was already a huge thing, mind you. But if I was to let that slide, ngenini mandininge wakuka kathona ngome sikundiro nene, ngenini nene apita popo asha aningire, shasho dhino po hahita meke mo. Dengu nungu no wanje, tungu nondenga ndakuta, pikina. Kakathona ngono, she doesn't know me like that. Nandena akara apota, itavuro kuyanu upote, ukukare uvite kuchota, vuro kutameka, ochimapo kati, like a fight between me and Yuka. And what gave her the freedom to do that, it's something that you started. I don't know what you guys talk about when it comes to me. Like, a relationship, ne? A relationship, like, it's a job on its own already. And you know how hectic and how tiring and how exhausting a job can be. An everyday job. A 9-to-5 job. Like, it's tiring. And that's exactly how a relationship is. So, why can't the two of you, like, just fully focus on that? Focus on your relationship. I don't have one sister. I have 5 brothers. I've got one sister. Her name is Nduva. Like, give her the basic details. Don't give her the details that will make her think she can start a fight between me and you. Because that's a very useless freedom that you are giving him. It's useless. And she will find it very useful. But me now find it very useless because I'm going to deal with her and put her in a place. Kucha, don't do that, my sister, next time. Please calm down. And you must know the lines to cross and to not. Don't be that person. I don't like that. Politely. And that's where it ended. And I feel like when it comes now to our today's topic, when you don't stand your ground as a man, as our father, you are failing us. Now we have got a lot of kids. that have created, or that created like a lot of tension between kids and their fathers. So much hatred between their fathers. I mean, between their kids and themselves. But it's a fight that they started. But they just don't know where they are going wrong. But that's where they are going wrong. Imagine if somebody's father passing on and you can't even bury your father. Because you're angry. Because it's like, how could you? Kandisho kuchoma dhira dhiro geni tandi mutuku. Ashiki anumbano o asamana akurumunai. Ndenge chea mo. Shama ya sirwa nenge. Shama pamu ya topo kathana noya kwa. Ohaka nitha dhi dhorera. Memse dhao. Ihaningi ni maempi ukaka. They don't stand their grounds. They don't stand there for their... It's like literally they forget. Eh? Oyafa hayo kutameka. Oka famili kao. Mo famili. Hakara ponari. Mayafa hayo kutameka mokao. Maaturi me umborimu. Like, where do we... Who do we tend to? Now. Because our mother is not here anymore. But this person... This person that you brought in the house, this one? You just brought your girlfriend, man. You just brought your wife. But mind you, our mother was our mother and your wife as well. But this person here, this. Omulime kumbo mosho ma kishomo pa fukuri mono line na kishomo kuna mweru wale shashi pa ifepero like itamu yivuruka. But was it really supposed to be like that? It wasn't, you know. So honestly speaking, I think there are three things that we mentioned there. One, the one thing that we really need to consider when it comes to such things. One, I think fathers need to be very considerate before they make their decision. And they also need to know who and what they are looking for. I don't know if it's something that comes with desperation. I don't know if they do it out of desperation. I don't know because now, I don't think they get to study their people that they come and bring home anymore. I don't think they really get time to like fully study the type of people that they are bringing home before they bring that person home. Because now tell me how you didn't know that Unkurka Vigohe, she's like that. So, I don't know if you become desperate. I don't know. Why don't you get time to, like, know this person? Know her from a distance, anga? Only Mariwa was, because mostly people that really do this are men with guab. Nengengambe ya penzero ya ringa iniminen, yenemba dinga somewhere, nengana ngeshefa or something. Like, it's mostly people with money that do these things. Mano manga ne unu imaruwa hemzono imaruwa win chozo achiko okani kuthi achik you do a white wedding again. You have money, but now the fact that you have money, ne, find your person and like get to know her from a distance. When you do that, you respect as your kids, and you are being considerate to us as your kids, and you are not being selfish. And for that, we would love you so much as our father, even more. Because you are really trying to make sure. Because when you do that, when you consider trying to really get to know your person before bringing her home, it's because you know, I want to look for my kid's second mother again. I want them to feel at home again. Ondare ruwa likare. And we appreciate you for that. Now, because you have money, why can't you just get to know that person before you marry her, before you bring her home from a distance? Shasho ni maiwa mozu. Mungwangeranga, okunanga ngenuna ndo maha zingana ndo. You know, you guys have got, you have got multiple houses and all of that. Like, get to know her from a distance. Hmm? Shashi ne pamwe. Ngona ngesheva ngonumba unu complexa here and there in different towns and stuff. Ah, eh, ngonuwe, ngunowe mpandanga, no, eh? Ino maita ne manga ke umbu. Mumfalanga na ndokwa ka managingo wakangesheva kwe konumba keriko ngawi. She must put her there as a manager. Like, put her there. She must manage that business. There's a bar, there's a mini market, there's what. Like, let her manage that. She has her room, she has like literally, you know, and you go there every now and then. Hmm? Hovro ku hago toka ninga kochi wike shashoho yi toka ninga mangea stoka there hui. Ma shashoho chuku cho unako chi macho he. Hmm? Huwa hiko nga to nigi po chi wike nga. Hmm? Achika lapo nga amui panda amui hikiri renga toka mnanga hokarapa nandi wiki yari ne tata. Hmm? Utare nga ustadi nga nga mpnu gohen. Shashon nu omnom mike. Like there is really, a person can't really hide his or her true colors for that long. Or pretending is also just a lot of work. Hmm? And this is the one, I think, that I also once had before that. Apparently, before you get married now, get to, you like move in with your person for like some months to really get to know the person, like internally and externally. Kucha, how does she react when she's angry? Bye for omuli ke mevenduka mono, umo kuliko chemwise umo, okuliko Rocky Crest, akesho umo kulima apartment dahe, nde in December you guys are getting married, enge mwi mona mwakara pa more weekend, akucha, I know baby I'm coming over for a weekend, and that's it. Mbolyo nukuchua oku change nga yeo haku fama kendo, hata turoma kende, nongodho hota uro kuhiyanyo rapu. You didn't know that. Because you really didn't know, you didn't get to stay with a person for so long to like really know and understand kuja. How far can her anger get to? Itofro kala pamwe hamuzi megumbo nime kesi kufo. Good for manza. Nde, unungota karina yeaka. Ngo utare na ina kuchuhabi heiva ngini when she's angry. Or when he's angry. Like, can't you just do that? Because when you do that, you are considering us dead. And we love you and appreciate you for that. Ta manage kwa ngeshiva hoyo honumba hono hohinga toke ntarela po. Tok chochua ngo mbaja kwa he nengo, nengo mkwambi hoyo nguwa konga, nengo nga jago hoyo nguwa konga. Kuchokuli ngini nana, kuchanwa andifare rengano nanje. Hinachiri nenge andifarike onmaka varere njuno niche. Mkwa anditi kuchontafanda pumbwa kutatu. Do I really know what I'm doing? As a father now, like, keep that in your head. Get to know your person before you bring it home, nigga. Don't do that to us. We really don't want to hate you, bro. Please don't be that selfish. Be a man. You know? And then when you do that, ne? When you like really find out, kuta, ah, onuguno, kwafanga angino na angino na angino. Eh? Mbeton lombwerenga, be grounded enough. Kuchanga andina kwa nunanje ya hea rike umbo huya. Ndo ngi na angi na angi. Ochiro mnugohe ngo. If you tend to like really love her from a distance, get to know her from a distance and all that, ne? Trust me, when you bring her home, ne? There won't be like a lot of tension like that anymore. Kandijinge hankara mwarulirwa. Nge hankara mwaroku healing a real quick amuthimbo akuruka vieni. Na mweta mombara mbara nomuka mumchi. Oh no, you didn't get time to like really get to know her like that. Oh, how did you get a job? I don't know, me Maria, you don't even know how she is. You don't know her manners. You know, so I think if you put that into consideration, it's something that kids will really, really appreciate. Don't be selfish, nigga. Don't be the person. You know, and Apart from that, I think what also needs to be considered when it comes to that is, you know, the kids now, you know, unonoko uli chochiri. Unonoko uli uli. No, before I get to the kids, let me talk to the stepmothers. You know, stepmothers, ya horike. You know, si tatu mukerera akuru peni. Woo! Shasho enjo muya nyasha hamu yoku feeling a void daddy. Se, those are your types. We understand. It's okay. It's okay. It's reminding me. It's reminding me. It's reminding me of something. I was. You know how girls are. Girls are very like bitter people in some. You know, like ways that are just useless. You check. You know, they feel so intimidated in every situation. And so there was a time, we went on a trip, you know, went on a trip and it was my friend, now this, my friend's friend and now, the Han, the friends, my friend's friend's Han, you know, and then me, you know, and it's how she was just, you know, man, you can tell the vibes, you can tell by the energy where she just felt like, and mind you, the boyfriend is an albino. And I'm like, okay, na hano na kente njike ko, konmego, na kariyate njike konmego, madhi, ndika lombore na washa, shi, undavuro eti chudadako, anuaka tingin, so biso, you can feel as intimidated as you want, ne, but your nigga is not my type. So, biso albinos are not my type. I'm not hating, but I'm just saying, you know. So, now back to today's topic. Right now, what I'm trying to say is, we understand, dear stepmothers, young stepmothers that try to step in. You know, we understand. You love the money. You like that. And you like the old ones. You know, omora akuru peni, we understand. We are not saying, don't move on with your, with them. It's okay. But don't do it for the bag. Just don't, because like that you're being selfish. You know, don't do it for the bag to be like, aye, onda rika ko, ko, kutate mate ungu no, aye, o kware no, ombadi moen dia for nene na hi, na hi, na hi, he has money, he has this, he've got a house here, he've got a house there, you've got, like he's okay financially. Hmm? Let me move in. Don't move in with, you wanting to collect the bag only. Because you know the family structure in that house. Like you know that this man has 10 kids with different mothers, you know, and all that and all that. Don't step in to just secure the bag. Because you're being selfish like that. And the one thing that I love telling people is that I don't like selfish people. I like whenever you do something, I want you to put yourself in those, in that, in whatever you're doing, you know, for a second and just think about it. Just put yourself in my shoes for a second and think about it. Were you going to like something like that? Hmm? Because now when you come with the idea of just wanting to secure the bag and treat all these kids that you find in the houses however you want to treat them. What if that was you? And also, mind you, you're going to give birth vele vele. Hmm? Aguru bembano, aguru bengande, hakuzi ngambe na natango. Hwadhange na puwa liu tatu omkuru bengwea. Kuja omkado, omkuru kathi mgwea. Hmm? So, you wouldn't want that to happen to your kids also that you're going to give birth to. You don't want that to happen to them. So, my chat is, be human. Be a mother. Omuya nyashani. A problem omuya nyashani. Pameka mchinga. Shasha, I know somebody that is 27 this year that got married to a 70-year-old one. You know, and yeah, she's pretty young and 70-year-old men have lived his life already. like with all these kids, like he like literally know the life experience, like he went through it all. You get what I'm saying? So honestly speaking, it can be that it be like that sometimes. And my chat is, when it comes to such things, I really, really want you, at least now, maybe if you really don't know much, you better start listening to my shows. Eh? Because me now, I'm giving you, I'll give you all the life lessons that you need. My nigga. So yeah, man, don't step in with wanting to just secure the bag. I want you to step in and be considerate. Don't be selfish. Understand and look at these kids. Kuja, these kids just lost their mother. Let me fill the void. Let me, you know, make life easier and better for them. Let me show sympathy, you know. Let me be a good person. Let me be a good wife. Because when you are a good person, a good mother to your stepkids, then you're also being a good wife like that. You can't just be a good wife to our husband, to your husband, to our father, and you're treating me how you just want to treat us. Then you don't love our father like that. You know? Don't be selfish. Try to, the one thing that you need to keep in mind, you know, as a stepmother, you know, with stepkids, what you always have to keep in mind is that right now, I'm going to, it should be a thing of, you don't want to, touching you, life is unpredictable. You can go to bed and never wake up the next morning. Then what? But when you start doing these things, uhamuningini yakotunga handi pure thimbori mandi tukuja yakotunga amoyo njilenge wa inga harushe. Ngeno harike harusho chini mangeno bihatu ningini minene nai. Only if we like knew literally kuja. Onganama yonjino karako ne, kujangeno we are going to stay here forever ne, ngeni mambi hatu ningini, shashinga shatu ningini, manari ya ifike mano, eh, tuchirire yo kucha, haso karako ka, but we're still doing these things. Ngeno mtozo kwa ro karako ngeno chafabeni. Like, I think mothers, stepmothers really need to keep that in mind. Kucha, inmamzandi ni kiko mesho hanuna anjembi. I don't know, someone I want you, I don't know, Bayanji. They can see these things. These things, like, kids can see what's going on. You know, and when I do this, what if I pass on one day and my kids are still quite small? How are they, how are these kids going to treat now? Because these ones will forget that these people are their, these kids are their siblings when you're gone. Because it will be a thing of like, yeah, meme we na wai hati. Katuna na mwea ulimono wa thiwa poku meme we umchona. We don't care, my sister, we don't care. Sen uno na mbono kwa ya, you know, itatu mukosho, like, we don't care. Nkita mwira wapu mbelako familia meme we ni, we don't care. And we are not being those people that we don't care because that's who we genuinely are. It's a payback of a fight that you guys are starting. So for us to keep ourselves on the safer side, let's not do that. Like, chun indanga me umboro numba and you unite. Bring unity in that house. Tonga ndanga no nawe kuchachonga dina mchininga, eh? Nenge shono to otoku thiremo chikumbiskiti mokabagi kan kwenye tene ngeno chafa ngeno shi ulimo afa. Like, unona na ugan bike equally. Itoturi kumbiskiti mokanona, mokabaki kokanona kwa hengwe mwamuya katuetha moka. Don't be that person because these kids can see what's going on. They can see. So don't be that. Like, can you just, I know kama waliki ni miwana. Wachini shashinga kwa haningi ni miwana. Sengeno katuri kera diongino hatu common hatu tanguna. Inmambi hamtuningi ni imambi tamninga anona ya anuhoka. We won't be here. We would be, like, we have enough problems already, guys. We have a lot of things that are already going on. We have graduates that are, like, failing and struggling financially. We have, like, high unemployment rate. We literally have a lot of things that are going on. We've got people that are in prison. We've got people that have been accused of like certain things and stuff. Like, we have enough problems already. And you guys, stepmothers, you guys are still adding this. Adding fire. Adding fuel to fire. And we still have to, you know, like, be talking about these things. And now, like, it's a lot of work, guys. Kamori kini mi wana wanu. Inamarike dukari eko. Onu inamarike kutangwa kutangayondoro kutangwa na imani. Not like I do things for people or anything like that. But I just like keeping myself and my name and my brand clean. Whatever I do it to the best of my ability. And whether it works out or it doesn't work out, the fact that I gave it my all, that's what matters. You check. So that's just who I am. But I don't know how you all think. You just want to be known as the bad person. Unheke urimegumbo, achiti, heke uyamegumbo mono wa alike ukreating attention nika pukatikangwe na nuna yamsamane. Like, what do you want? What are you trying to achieve? What pleasure does that give you, being a bad stepmother? What pleasure does it give you? How does it make you feel? How do you sleep at night? I know ukugala to tangwa na ndugu dakuto memengonone charongo alipo man. I would have not healed from my mother's death. Or like, oh, you came to fill up this space. Like, home is home again because of you. Like, you just don't want to hear such words coming from your stepkids' mouths. You don't want that. Like, why do you guys like bad things? Imagine on Sunday, oh, I could thank you, oh, I, Ganda won't go with you, man. Hewan on Anjo, he can. Like, don't you want to be that person? To be just known for good things. As you talk, I get out of it, and now I will viti, Kumbakucha, and Grand Rune, and Pembine, Nengano, I'm signing a good twenty game in Bosha. I think very much with the Akujo, and numbered my. So I'm not going to get good 20 out of the blue Yangan. So you just want that hate between you and the kids. Why do you guys like bad things? Like I'm repeating this again. Omoni wanga mzono muna mzono hamuyoku weka sani anu mboko poya yato poka sani mbelana anuna and stuff ne. Ondara mutame go kuirongi sa to clean your hearts. Cleanse them. Every night before you go to sleep, early morning before, like when you wake up, do cleanse your hearts, stepmothers. Please do. Ina muirongiza oku mzanga mzango tateka yakare no bad relationship nasheka. There's so much work that needs to be done on yourselves. Please do that. Shashi, these things, like, in the long run, they are going to affect your kids. It's okay right now that you're doing it. Karma is real. We'll come for your kids, my dear. Right now that we can't come for you, we'll come for your kids one day when you're not here. And you don't like that. So please just stop there. It comes with a mindset, man. It comes with a mind. Please change that. Change that. How do you call this? You come with so much, you think just because now you got married to our father and whatnot. Like, you become so entitled. Leave the entitlement, my dear. Like, leave it at your house. You know, this is a new family that you've stepped in now. Leave the entitlement things. Like, bring unity in that house. You know, you should be known for good things. Let your name, like, keep it clean. Keep your brand. Your name is your brand. And you better keep it clean. We're not looking for perfection, but for as long as you're willing to learn, be human. but be a good person. Brand must be clean. And now taking it to the kids' name. Ano na yamo kweli na yochochiri. Taboro kumono hina ha 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 ha. Ngashi sayamwe yonduva mba nongeno kwa duvoro kwa kanu mesungu. Ongeno ne sayamwe natuwa roko kwa kanu maga. Ochiri sengeno watu kakala ngenu step mother ha 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 ha. But the problem comes now from the kids also. The entitlement that comes from the kids. The problem now starts when you find very huge personalities in that house. That's where the problem starts in. You know, and I think the kids also really just need, it needs to get to a point where they need to understand, you know, understand that, their mother is no longer here. And this is life. And some of these things are really, really out of our control. And there's like literally nothing that we can do. You know, mommy is no longer here. And, of course now, dad is still young, you know, and he wants to move on. And yeah, man, you know, but then, what happens is now they do what? They don't want that to happen. Kids like literally become very selfish. Eh? Kucho otoka nene chikeni natango ne tateni. Oh, menungo, ndini ke vuromiro ngone? Ngane mo varike muriari, oto tingeno ponta shuri da manu. Mommy passed on, may her soul rest in peace. But life moves on. Like life goes on. You know, let me heal and move on again with my life. You know, life must not stop for me just because mommy passed on. My life has to move on. And some kids really become selfish when it comes to that. You know, unonambu no nembu, selfish. Shu ulinga no ulinga mehore thao nao? Walinga mehore nde tauzi monde. Tautondo horende, tauchu namonga, nonu umwende, ndende. You get what I'm saying? It have been like that. But right now when I do it, it's wrong. You know, I think it also comes with a whole lot of entitlement. Now because of that, and it's something that comes with the mindset also when it comes to kids. So I think what they really need to consider when it comes to such things, is one thing that they need to keep in mind as kids is, you know, that is out of our control. And the tension, sometimes kids start it by thinking, Mina, as now somebody that wants to step in as your father's new wife now, because your father remarried, I just want to come here and make it feel like home again. I just want to come here and be a mother again. Not only a mother to my kids, but a mother to all of the kids in the house. I'm like literally a genuine person. You know, but kids really sometimes also really don't give people a chance to even do that. To even get to that point of, this is, you know, like my Maria that just wants to step in, you know, because the moment I step in and then now that already the tension, already starts, like, just like that in a blink of an eye. That, yeah, who do you think you are? Or like, but I'm not even free. And freedom is needed, not only on my side, but it's needed on both sides. You check, you know, because now everything that I touch, shashi, omsai, no harongere nene and okomba, and everything that I touch now literally becomes, msanini maatate, tato hati, msanini wanja ke mone muno pa ifendin lopotele nengendiche kuchano na hotati, you know. Now you'll be now walking on eggshells because you scared everything that you touch, the kids are now reminding you that that's my father's thing. There's literally just no respect. Kuja, I'm an elder and I'm like literally like their mother in the house. you know, but just that only comes from the fact of, it comes from the fact that they feel too entitled. They feel very entitled and they think that, yeah, otozi penny, these are just our mother's things and stuff like that. But also, don't, kids, please don't be those people. You know, if somebody genuine comes in your father's life and whatnot, try to comply. You know, she's literally like your mother. Look at her like you look at your mother. And then tension will be kept aside. Like, you guys will like literally have a good relationship. You know, and who knows? If you start a good relationship at the beginning, she might even help you forget about everything that happened. Because right now, grief is something that, like, it's an ongoing, it's something that you learn to live with. You know? But it also helps, regarding the environment that you're in. If you're in an environment now with somebody that is really just trying to, you know, like help you heal and just be very supportive of your emotions and all of that, then it's going to be even quicker, you know, than you expected. But then if now a person comes through, a person that is just trying to be genuine and cool with you, and now you're trying to create this, I feel like also you're just going to make everything so hard for you. And the grief is going to be so long. As much as it's a forever thing, it needs to get somewhere. It needs to become light at some point in your life and not as heavy anymore. But then if you create attention at the beginning and you really don't want to complain, like you are just angry and all of that, then it's going to be so longer, very longer than you expected. So can you just be good kids? Can you be good kids and listen and look at these people as our mothers, you know, and never feel entitled and whatnot, and not start a fight that will also affect us in the long run. Let's not be those people. But I mean, yeah, man, I feel like that's what really, you know, if we consider those things, ne? If we consider the three things that I mentioned, low key, not even low key, high key, we might just be on the safer side. We might just be on the safer side. And to the kids out there, the kids that are going through so much, right? Oh my God. Hey, I can literally see, ne? Because this is something that I'm like witnessing on a daily, ne? It's like, you know? And I can see the pain in those kids' eyes, ne? But if you are a victim and currently going through something like that, I wish you nothing but, you know, the best. The best in terms of trying by all means to just, as hard as it is, oh my God. Just hang in there. I'm getting emotional right now. Just hang in there. And to the fathers, you know, that are currently, I just need you guys to start realizing that what you're doing is wrong. Your kids are not sleeping, like your kids don't sleep at night anymore. You know, you literally like caused so much division between your kids and all that. Please, if you're a father and you're doing that, or there are things that you were missing, I mentioned a lot of things right now. Or you probably hate your kids because of things that you listen to when your wife talks. You only listen to her, but you don't listen to your kids. Please, I need you from now on, from today on, please to start doing investigations. It's never too late to fix your family again. It's never too late to apologize to your kids. It's never too late to do anything. You know, so please, with all due respect, I'm asking you, you know, as a father, we understand you needed to move on, but please just be considerate from now on. You know, that those are your kids as well. You know, and just try to, you know, like, do what you can do for them. You know, aningiri kengana ndomno na shashipa ifo hakutua megumbu hamufuru kutuwa mchikunti hamufuru kare nzenzi mbali you know ngeengene megumbu onkuka dhuko kuno huge personality heta adha mwikondo borohe ye huge personality ngashi neengeno na ndo megumbu ngeno manje tumwe ilo onkuka dhi tadha mwikondo borunduva jo huge personality ngino o chiri chiri ngeno inatuka manaka, but what you can do nga, no chafange no unense zimbali mo chihunda. Try to do something. You have got money, bra. Mabafi mali wakari ke tuatari ke mungurukwa dhuwe nunona we mbuka avarambo. Mbela se kutuchueka, you know? And you know so, like you know very well, eh? Mina, I'm not in this house because I want to. Or I don't want to be waking up and not having anything to do. Obviously, I want to be busy with something, you know, but chances are, I don't have anything, you know, I don't have a job. But when they're studying, I don't have a job yet. I've got nothing, literally. But when you are a person, like you have got ungeshefa here and there, like just do something for me, Father. Ngouna pona ndoka kompleksa kwa numba cha ngwe noera anje nduva indamoka restaurant ndamo andi kulandero stoka andi kustota no 7000 tola ndo stoka ya moka restaurant da to managing amono ouno ka kompleksa kwa emeo kena neruma hadhi rentingwa tope mono no ruma takata managing wa restaurant haine nandoka kongo mnironga we entele to still focus on some other things kujano profit ayonjo nongewe himono nenaro mpiki nani ngewe himono nenoro profit anjono togongere toka ninga puiche wecho numba nenge toka ninga puiche we openo ka location ako numba tovuro kudengira poka preki kohe nenge totura po mapalets ako he to ningi puicho ka restaurant akamwe otomonwe customer nengashi me marukanda mome location amo you can still make money make something out of this inimana evarathan you know paifo nuwe tuturike megumbo ndeke siku entna mananike shashi megumbo muno mune nsezo zinji na hivi dike megumbo rimwe man itatu kwa nako kwa chukunda atritu. But you, I don't know. Ngoma dhiyari wa harahi no mati nimbo dimbi haiya na numboka e nimbo no hamka kongalu kuhamu ya kuthapeni. Nge harahi peni. Like do something, like think. The way you used to think, eh? When you were still married to our mother. Like think, daddy, what's wrong with you? Eh? Ninga pongo kaima. Eh, kujae, ngwe wanje, ngwe ndiwe to kuchoto pasa, ma, ndi kuposto kwa he, to rani ngo restaurant anjo. Hmm? Ngwe, indauka managinge oba hanje kuvudhi. Ngwe, ondara ukaronge moka restaurant akanje ka hakeri hui, like just plead them. Make sure that they are on their own and stuff. Itavoka elime umbatapange wa kukuruka diwega. Nengegesu kupafesha fredi mumwekeshe thimbo, otaya pingathana meumbo, wenu kuimu, ohakutuwa my mom like saying, itoa ili mumu ihaipo kunyengathana, nengo hakutuwa ngini, ihaipo kunyengathana kama. Papa nweri meumbo rime, yoyonga amboka, na mana nitadhi puadhika likedha keshe siku. Mauni mariu? Nde, nge ili kumbanga ili kuiku ufuri, kumbangi maruo kwa ili. But like when you just don't want, you know, yivara thane mbele. Mbuku thengano na hemba morepo no memtumba mwerimo. Like, why are you being that person? Na no na ne. Tamu koneke kucha, you really don't wanna go back. Eh? You know how hectic it was. If you now gave a chance, ne, to the fathers that are listening tonight, please do something about it. Please just do me a favor and do something about that. Please change. Try to think out of the box. Ngengo pena nguni mauma uliko kopsteka ho. Kopsteka mondu daheni mono. Uliponga wafa. Ufone nge onumba hokaranga utara ulimo kaharasa nengo ulimo kachike. Ndei homo nona enethimbole ukutara kuchukwa chike. Weke rashi ngula. Shashipa mwa wapu imbo kudhiradhira kucha. Wapu mbo kuningira maria uho kangeshefa konumba. Unoma pale taga ilike megumbo mkona mwono age paga. Aga ningiri wapu keno keshwa. Kunike shtoka ungitha. Maunge mateo uwe kukarela megumbo kene. Like do something. Okaimoka kopi hongo mono poka kopika faka chufo kerimo kona hombet ke kerashi ngura okwake kuimbo kudhiradhira ongo msamani. Don't be that person. Don't be that person. You know, so honestly, I think we really just need to get to that point. Nena no nam. Tamudhiradhira also out of the box. You know, with the ones now that are going through things like that, you know, give your father's ideas also. Kutapaveta te chiri chiri turike ngane me umbo munuatu nyenga thanike kesi kwa huvi kwa mahokororo giri no giri. Hengu ti defenda ngutani ngichike. Tate no penzi la wahe uno penzi la hahi ya kesi ku mo 20 nge mo 25. Hiho penja mo nega tatu. Shashonda nandika nge chongati. Nge tato unachiro complex wahe hiri huya. Kuhipa nje nendi hi manage nge nditare nga kucha anotaro ngongini. Nga andika la konga. Nditana nga kujano taro ngongini, nga itopenje nga ashitopenje, nga ninango karuma kanje kerime, ndiriku nga emwenyo, ndi mkathona ndi mnene paife, itandivuro kukara andiko njeri ikuliano so umambane ememe wanje tungo mpeme umbo perugo. I can't do that. Etere nyosho madhira ziru. Pamata ya mpuiki nenga. Osho hamza kwa mzongwa nuvasa wa wae kwa mura mendudamu hiyo. So they can't think anymore. Sometimes it's not like they don't want. Oma vihavi ahu. Gahana nene mura. Because now you are so unhappy in the situation that you are in. Please, ete rasho madhiravi rogo numba. Kuchaye tate o. Penjuta ndi running enoka watura mono stoka kapenje pone tata ndi kapewa kurano nga heka ndiwe tirong. Like, what do you want me to do? You know, do that. Like, just do that. Etele nyosho madhiradhiro man. Ochimochawi za chochiri, you know, and I just need you guys to hold on. Don't stress too much. It's going to be okay. But what you need to do right now, in some situations, some situations don't need motivation. They don't need no quotes or anything. Because people are burning and people are in pain there. Like, they literally need a solution with immediate effect. Which are now, I've not been sleeping for 3 years. I've been going through it, man. I'm going through a problem like this. And finally, somebody had to talk about it on radio. Finally, what do I do right now? Don't say it's going to be okay. Stop telling me that I must just hold on. Stop telling me that I must not give up. I need a solution. The solution right now that I can give you guys, start talking to your fathers. Even if you like, have tension now, you know, with whatever, the tension is not gonna bring up anything. You know, shashinga ungata meka mtu kucha onga inanga ya wali wali wali. Ochika achuhi chiringa. But it's also, ongwe hokara ulimo pain, ongwe hoko thamo nduda. Nguyo msama no tako, shota ko thike tambonyo ka mnduda shashinga maruwa yako mbango oko hiri, ngumberi tui nyangere me kumbostori, kenako enacho. But you are the one, you know, going through it. What you can do right now is go to your father. Forget about everything. Leave the pride alone. You can't have pride while you are the one who is broke and the one that needs help. What you need to do right now is please stand up and go talk to your father. Give him, bring him new ideas. Kuchaye tate man. Ganana endavuru amone mehumbo. Not mike unini mo inji 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 mzono tategele ilike useko. Yoka tiwaya, iningi yonkuruka the and stuff. Mage mwata mgena don manage ngonge shefa hasho honumba and stuff, ha? Kuchua oku chini maika shuna ngin. Pamweto hipo waponga kucha, hae. Otoro ngona wanga dhuna wanjo ka kompleksa hanu akeshe. Naka ninge pwike kwa shashina ndesku nima pamwenda kaha. This must just be your thing. Because you are so good at doing this. Etere nyosho madhiradhiro kaegana we ya holiki. Ne, mura ne. Amuzi momo mahokororo mo. Ngwenesha mawete wa madhiradhiro kumnona. Kwa thanje nge wa himonduda no mkuru kathigohe. Ngeka mnasha amupopi ya holike kotheni. Ina nikulomba lini manje ndo tokadenga makutsuko nkurukadi woheka. Shashisha andika chakuja tatondala open joka restaurant ndo ngandika raninge. Shitoka dipopa kumkurukadi gohe okwala ngeno kanona ke. Okanako ngenge vura hano makwala nga okokategerere kakoke okoke karaningo restaurant ndanjo. Itechuvu koka. Ah no yoro maliko na imeme mbo. So ngani kulomba lini manje? Andi kwa itero madhiyadro kutumba onga mbwetate. Kwa thanju tuwa mbili wa kuke katule mmakuti kwa mkuru kazi kwa he. Shashi ngura, andi kuviko po tuliperu wo, ngoto tameke toti kucha. Paifo ulipo wana kukura, ninga nenge shefa mana. Oto adhivuru tu, wechuva na repeni. Nemu nemtsa mbela mama kanagenimo, ne mani. So just make sure, man, start talking to your fathers. Like, be open enough. Forget about everything. This is now to the kids, to the victims, to the people that are dealing with, you know, their parents passed on, their mothers passed on, and now they're grieving their parents, and their fathers just made it more harder and more difficult to heal, because now they brought somebody new in the house. Somebody bitter, somebody mannerless, and we can't say or do anything about it. I wish you guys nothing but healing.
Well, I hope to trade to well in your down days. One on holiday.
But it's exactly 50 minutes past 11 o'clock, and this is the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening wherever you're finding yourself. This was such a beautiful conversation, eh? And I didn't know that I'm about to close it off because body today I'm just ending at 12. I just looked at my poster. I'm ending at 12. But to just wrap it off, ne? But, otekagaruk. Okugaruka ndino kugaruka ndikwanjangere nochimashi na hitameki ka hiriro radio hetuno ngashi handi honori ndino kugaruka but what I also want to say that I think to the kids also, I just quickly want to talk to the kids also, because right now they don't need no motivation that I get. They just need, you know, like something that they really need to do. Like, what can we do right now? I think also low-key, somewhere, somehow, that you really need to leave your pride aside. Shashikonyara, the kids that go through these things are people that, you know, are kids with fathers that have got guab. You know, fathers that have got money, and they've got that pride. It gives them the pride to think that they can't do anything. Oh, itezimo me umbora tate muno shashim. You know, opata te mozokuni mariwa and stuff. Maatu iningire mongkathona wajutu iningire mumati wanji. You know, while you are also trying to also convince, because you also, yeah, maybe I get it, you know. You don't want to work as hard because, I mean, your parents have got money. I mean, your father have got money. Kuchi mariwa baifandifikipi mariwa itate. Ya tate ikariwe kurene. Ikariwe kongurgadi nuno nawe. You know, it doesn't make sense. But also, while you are also trying to now fix that, you know, in one of the things that he owns up. Manganga atomweke, because it's not going to happen instantly. He's also like going to nga, maybe like really look at it. So you have to, you know, like give him some time, quite some time to also think about it and make the decision, you know. But while he's there, what you can do in the meantime, ne? Do what you can do, my sister. Do what you can do, my brother. To just make sure that itoronda fukame yagodano anomori kini miwinai. Gakandore, one thing I hate, ne, is when I'm not at peace. I can do anything for my peace. And I wouldn't want to stay in a house where I can tell, man, I don't want that. Like, I'm somebody that, like, respects and love my sanity so much. Like, you don't play with that when it comes to me. My sanity, my everything, like, yo, it comes first, bro. Like, that comes first, you know? So, I honestly will protect that at all costs. And I just need, you know, the victims are really going through these things to like just do what they can in the meantime while things are also going okay. Look for any job. Look, like literally look for anything that you can do to just escape that, you know. And we know for God, Peter, I'm bad. I'm here and I'm going to wash on my body. Shashpama kwa kudina shashi huetom boroto meumba huetom kwa kumsamane. But also one day you must also be able to come home clean with plastics, ukamoruma ohe and stuff. And you know, be able to do that. Pamopwe kudinina ho, you know? Like just do something. And when I mean something, it must be anything. Shashine ndija munene matumini yonga ke scholarship when what not am a graduate ne, pa firongo yonga ne apumba. Eh? Do anything that you can, my dear. to just get out of that place. You know, ngenge shokunu complex omolina ndo kuvudia and stuff. Say that then gayonda and here we kuvudia hukuno o complex aho hem. O kondihe manga, ndika longe pona ndo moba aho he. Ninge ndika longe moka maketa kuvudhi. Ninge ndika managing ho. Ndika fudhe ponga manga nkwetu. Ndavuro mbepo, ndavuro kutawa chiparacho nkukwazi. Ndiku vepongo mbepo himo me anoike. You know, like just be that person, you know, choose yourself, do what you can do, you know. I was with a friend the other day and he said that, ochimange ngwensha roto chimono, shapo karino cha, and it makes sense. You know, when you want something, when you genuinely want something, you can do it and you can make it. You know, it's unless you are doing it now for the sake of doing it. But if you really want to get out of that place, you know, the house that is not home anymore and stuff like that, just, you know, like, uhike papa use manga wenga to pushinga ne tate ho enata on the other side kucha, I know. That I really need to get this place, or I really need to start managing this place and whatnot. Just do what you can do in the meantime, you know. So you staying in that house and not doing anything. Uchangache to dino hinju nene, paifungruga di washote kutukunga neno komesho hu sister ohene mbwavala kombunu chuchuka, you know. So these kids will grow up now because they've been hearing these things growing up. E akuru nimbano nene and deaka segwe skurime, me umbomoni tamuki ivura mkakare ngarangong. Ve nene nai. Adika puri kena ndo mwene kumkunde pokuchano ochipa chike chirime kumbo munuano. You know? Because now fights won't stop. But it won't really touch you as much, ah? Ngwaka adhiwa ulikungwe mwene. You know? If I tadhi kea moroma alikomo skucha, kesho kumotana nene kumbinga he, so they can survive financially, you get what I'm saying? You know? But at least angengo adhiwa nae unoka, oka ulinae no story ho he. Ulinayo story hohe, doing what you get. Like you have your money, literally you have got where you stay, you have got your money, like your things are going well and proper. Even if daddy passes on, you are calm. It's sort of thing of like, yo, eh, perfect ato wasako ne, perfect nguta mwene kumbwane ne, perfect nguta ningi chongado, ningi chongado. Nah, you know, you'll be very calm because it's going to be a thing of like, ah. It's not like I like really need on that pumba chikene. You know, maybe that can, you know, go to my smaller siblings. It's okay. Niyamu shasho mwako kachuchiri. Ndo muli pike nga makarela ntango magumbo shoka njichi kucha uzeta. Eh? You know, take risks. Like, leave your mother and your father's house ASAP. You know, take risks. If you have to move in with friends, like, do what you can, bruh. Like, there's so much freedom in that, you know. And when you don't take risks in life, you don't learn anything. You know, it comes with a whole lot of comfortability and all of that. Shashi mikiri de kutambela mekumbole no fiti kuchake shema toka hamuto toka sonja. Take risks, my dear. But for the person who like at your age, don't be that person. Don't be a coward. In meaning, wayaka onu wankadona, onu wamati, okukara, onu plan. But from me, Benedicta, it's until tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be talking to my graduates. I'll be talking to my people. I'll be talking to those ones. Kujane pa ifano ne. Oscora ne njino ne piturike muhevura nevura ochongane eh sashibai fe atu spending ke vura ise they don't know gonna haman ma atu hiko oscora ma ba fina tango atu zuke sadu like what's going on atu zuke na tango nde atu ike tukare mu mawumbu atu sonjara nde vura disho longo na hamano utalambara roscora. Are you spending in Marua etu? I don't know. I really just don't know. Like, there's a very big question mark there, but that's a story for tomorrow. We'll discuss or have a discussion about it. We're just trying to look for solutions, man. But yeah, man, to my victims out there, I love you guys so, so much. That's why I chose you guys tonight to just talk to you and just give you some light and just give you some advice. It's going to be okay, trust me. Ngasha ike hopikine o mapopso kanjo hopikine advice adanjo toni ngom nungi nyanwe. You know, you listen attentively, but most importantly, just, you know, like act upon what I tell you guys. But from me, Benedicta, it's until later. I'll see you guys and talk to you guys tomorrow. I'm trying to look for a song. But yeah, man, bye-bye and good night, everyone. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.